Ukrainian General Oleksandr Sirsky said that Moscow had significantly ramped up its assault since Russian President Vladimir Putin extended his nearly quarter-century rule in what critics view as a preordained election. With anti-war candidates barred from the ballot and independent voices silenced in a Kremlin-backed media blockade, Moscow has made clear it wants to end the war against Ukraine only on its terms. Invading Russian troops have reportedly been actively attacking Ukrainian positions in three areas of the eastern Donetsk region, near the cities of Liman, Bakhmut, and Pokrovsk. Drier, warmer spring weather has made it easier for heavy vehicles to move across previously muddy terrain. In addition, Russia has, in recent days, attacked crucial infrastructure, including destroying a significant power plant near the capital Kiev. The destroyed Tripliya power plant was the largest electricity provider for three regions, including Kiev. Authorities warn that more civilians and troops die in part due to delays in U.S. military aid. Mariam Sablotsky, a member of parliament, says Ukraine is running out of crucial military hardware.
It is vulnerable unless you have anti-air missiles, and unfortunately, we are desperately running out of them. So the Russian military technologies are not that far from Iran or North Korea. U.S. Patriot missiles do shoot them down very effectively, but unfortunately, as maybe Israel very soon, we are also under attack from Iranian drones. So almost 3,000 Iranian drones were also fired at Ukraine energy grid since the beginning of only 2024. Very simple, they need ways and means to shoot back, because the morale drops really fast when you're under fire and cannot respond.
Russian President Putin has defended the strike, saying Moscow had been obliged to respond to the strikes on Ukrainian energy sites following Kiev's attacks on Russian targets. There are mounting concerns that Ukraine may face more losses on the battlefield and even lose the war without more Western military support. Germany, Europe's leading economy, agreed Saturday to send a Patriot air defense system to Ukraine, but Berlin hasn't relented on its refusal to provide Kiev with Taurus cruise missiles. However, critics of the war, including Hungary, have urged Kiev and Moscow to launch peace talks to end Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II, which has so far killed and injured hundreds of thousands of people. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.